Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
God blesses you, you should never forget. Here is the Atlanta GMW AMS Choir with Never Forget. After this song, I'll speak with Ralph Davis of the Atlanta chapter. This is Real Gospel. Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the one and only Ralph Davis of the Atlanta chapter of the GMW AMS Choir with us today. Thank you, Brother Ralph, for joining us.
Yes, sir. I'm just very glad that you take time to speak with us about this awesome project we got.
It's indeed awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. So what's your role with the choir?
I am one of the, of course, we're part of the Gospel's Workshop Atlanta chapter. We're part of the James Cleveland Workshop. I am one of the assistant chapter reps, and I'm also the director of this production that we have put together. It's been a long time coming, and we're excited to finally have put some wind in the air, you know, with some music that are from Atlanta artists, and I've been pretty much managing the entire project up to this point.
Amen. So for those of us who are, I'm familiar somewhat with the GMWA, but I've noticed that I've seen different projects from different chapters, I guess, if that's the right terminology. So sort of, can you explain to us how it works?
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I say, can you explain to us how it works, how the different chapters work? Because I've got a...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course. Well, this is an organization, of course, that was founded back in 1967 by Reverend James Cleveland and some awesome musicians, directors, and minstrels all over the city, all over the country, I'm sorry. And there's about... probably about 120 chapters throughout the world now. So we all are affiliated with the national body, which was founded, of course, in Detroit, Michigan. We're still pumping along. Reverend Cleveland left us years ago, but there's we all still get together two times during the year. Our board meeting is coming up, which is next week. It's going to be in Norfolk, Virginia, and our national convention this year is going to be in Kansas City, Missouri. But we all are independent, but we join this organization. We get together every year to listen to new music. People come from everywhere, and they come still to listen at what is fresh, something new that's in the land. There's a lot of music that get to radio, and there's a lot of music that don't. So this is kind of an incubator of that great music as well. So we in the Atlanta chapter, of course, have been always pressing to make sure that we bring the best out of this city. You know, there's a lot of people that live here now, but there's a lot of people that are just homegrown here, like St. Vignon and, you know, and several others. Dottie Peoples is here. You know, there's a lot of artists that are here and that we affiliate with, but this is our first project that we're bringing to the light.
Amen. Yeah, I want to make sure we sort of explain that to the listeners, because I play music from your chapter, but I think the Detroit chapter also has a project that's out right now as well. So... Right. Is there a little, and I know we're not competing, but is there a little, you know, right about now, since both chapters sort of have something out? You know, just a little friendly. I'm just saying, you know.
We support each other consistently. We have Wilmington chapter that has something out. Yeah. Delaware, they have a nice project that's out.
Correct.
And several that are working on something. I know Houston is working on something now. The Houston chapter, it hasn't just come out yet. But no, we support one another 100%. There's enough, you know, for all of us to do in our local, and then that's what we're talking about in our word, and being obedient to God is our local, and then our national, and whatever else God takes us to. That's enough work out there for us to do. But it's really a great opportunity to fellowship with our fellow chapter reps and chapters all over the country.
That is true. There is a lot of work out there, a lot of songwriting, a lot of great musicians, a lot of great artists out there, especially where you are in Atlanta. So how does one become a member of the choir?
Oh, they can just come and meet us. We have our normal rehearsals right at the Lindsay Street Baptist Church, at 500 Lindsay Street, right in downtown Atlanta. In downtown Atlanta area, or they can go to our website at atlantagmwa.org. They can register online, and then they'll start getting information on where to come meet us. And we are a chapter that's busy all year long. You know, a lot of chapters, and it's because of how they're set up. They'll do things, you know, once or twice a year, and then come to the convention. But we are doing stuff all year long. And if you were interested in coming to be a part, then just go to our website and we'll give you the information, or come and visit us at Lindsay Street.
Amen.
Yeah.
So my mother lives in Athens, and so I'm familiar with the Atlanta area. Whenever I'm in town, I hang out from time to time in the city. So this song, Never Forget, which is also the title of the CD project, talk to us about it, because this is awesome. It's an old school song, if I'm not mistaken, but with the new, with a 2020 feel to it. It's awesome, man. I like it. Yeah.
Right. Great. Thank you so much. This song is written by Minister Sam Bennett, Samuel Bennett. He's from the California area. Actually, he was one of the young children that came up on the river in Cleveland. But he wrote this song and presented it to us. And then when he presented the vocals that will be added to it, we have the Bishop Richard, Mr. Clean White, is on lead on this song.
Okay.
And then we have evangelist Sandra Sapita that's on it. And they pushing it, man, I tell you. And it does give us that sound. One of the things that we want to do is we want to make sure that we keep the choir sound alive, that we keep it going. And this is one of those songs that's good for church. So we love it. Never Forget is the title. And it's just telling you that, I never forget what the Lord has done for me. You know, He has brought us all the way to where we are today. So through a lot of things, for individual testimonies, but we just will never forget what God has done for us.
Amen. You know, I sang in the choir back in the day, the teen choir, and then when I was old enough, I was part of the mass choir. You know, that's when choirs were just a thing, you know. And I remember us marching down the aisle into the choir stand. And does anybody still do that today?
We still do keep that. And a lot of times it's not just for, like, you know, we had our marches and we stepped back with these things, you know. But right now it's really a lot of times for presentation and sometimes how we start our events. There's still some, especially because we here in the Southeast, especially, the chapters that are in, like, we do Tampa, Atlanta, we do Alabama, we do Montgomery, there's Mobile, there's Birmingham. We all still fellowship on an annual basis. And so we take that great stride in keeping those type of traditions alive. We usually do a processional in, and everybody's been announced as they come in. You know, and once everybody's in place, we have church.
You know, for those people who are not familiar with that, that is such a treat if you've just never seen it, especially when the person leading the song is marching down the aisle, and you know, you take the steps and then the choir comes into the choir stand and they're marching and they turn towards the audience. I mean, that's for people who have never seen that, oh my gosh, they just don't know what they're missing. But anyway, so tell us more about the project, because I just have a feeling there's just so many, just what's going on with it?
Well, I tell you, we had a great release on this past Saturday. And I'll tell you, it just has been such a blessing to everyone that has gotten it so far. We're getting a lot of feedback, of course. But it's the songs on there are all written by Atlanta members of our chapter. They're all musicians in their own right. Songs like Come On, Let's Praise Him. Songs like Oh, Give Thanks. Song like Thank You, Lord. We have Bless the Lord. Greater Lives in You, which is an awesome song by one of our members here, Tamika Kelly. She writes some awesome songs.
Wow.
We got Lift Him Up. We got, of course, Never Forget. God Will Take Care of You. And We Proclaim, which is going to be a praise and worship. I mean, just magnificent song when it gets the rip rising, and like everybody beats back on that, it's just like, this is the song. And there's a lot of great music there for everyone, different tempos, like I said, all choir music, and it will certainly bless you and your own individual, your ride to work, you know, your church service, you know, whatever, your meditation. There's something there for everybody.
Yeah, so We Proclaim. Yeah. So you said that's the one that everybody. So talk to us about We Proclaim. We Proclaim, and just give us a hint about, you know, what's going on with that particular song.
Well, the song was written by one of the younger members of our chapter who grew up in the chapter. Actually, the first time he went to the convention, he was like 5 years old and still going.
Wow.
he brought the song to us, and it just talks about we proclaim who you are to me, God. You know, it talks about, you know, your healer, talks about, you know, your deliverer, you know, it talks about the different ways that God comes into our lives to place his balm on us and to heal us from all of the things that we deal with in our daily life. And it's just a confession that we proclaim him as our Lord. And there's nothing else that replaces him. There's nothing else that we look to but to him. And he's able to, you know, to bring that type of, whether it's salvation for the redemption from our sins in the world, or whether it's from a bad situation or relationship, whatever it is, we're going to proclaim you as Lord, because you're the one that's going to bring us through everything that we, you did it one time, you'll do it again.
Wow.
And so that's what that song is pretty much all about. But it's a great praise and worship song.
Yeah.
And I say that because, you know, we begin to categorize a lot of music, but it's one of those songs that you can sit and meditate on and just get lost in it, which is a great thing. When you come to some good music and you can get lost in it and you can really feel, you know, what, where you really stand in that music.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So are there any, how do I frame this, breakout artist, somebody that we should be on the lookout for, that we probably haven't heard of, but you just have a feeling that we haven't heard the last of this person? Is there somebody like that on this project?
Well, there's a young man. His name is Brandon Gray. Very young man. He's like 13, 14 years old now.
Oh.
He's competed on, he's been in Nashville several times. We were doing various things in that area. He's been on the Apollo. He's done all of GMWA circuit, but he's a young man that has really blessed the land. Look out for Brandon Gray.
Wow.
He's our nephew in the gospel.
Yes.
But he has a vocal ability that is sure to shock anyone that gets to see him. And we take him, you know, to the Stellars. He goes to various places. He's thinking on those spotlights there. Course, what he did recently, he won the competition in New York at the Apollo, and they brought him back up there. And he did a great job. He did on Total Praise is what he sang, and
wow.
He went maybe three or four times and really brought the trophy home to Atlanta. But he has a very good vocal ability. Right now, he's working on his own project as well, but he's leading on one of our songs called that is Bless the Lord.
Wow.
It's written by Reginald Jefferson. He's on Bless the Lord, and look out for that song on that recording, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow. Yeah, we're definitely going to look out for Brandon Gray, everybody.
Brandon Gray.
On the track, mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. All right, well, as we begin to wrap up the interview, tell me a little bit, where do you worship, and where is your church in particular?
Well, I attend Grace Baptist Church here in Stockbridge, Georgia, and Pastor McFarlane is there. He's a gospel artist in his own right. There's a lot of great people. Of course, being in the workshop, people from various churches all over the area. But this is a great, great ministry, great teaching, preaching, and singing ministry, music ministry. I once attended Bishop James H. Morton Church, which is New Beginning for God.
Yes.
That's over that Bishop Paul Morton's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I attended that church for 21 years until I left and went to Charlotte. Then I came back.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a great opportunity. We have, like I said, we have people from some of the great churches here in Atlanta that participate in this project with us.
Amen. Amen. So, Brother Ralph, how can the listeners find out more about you in the Atlanta chapter of the GMWA Mass Choir? How can they pick up the CD project?
Yeah, they can pick it up by either going to our website at www.atlantagmwa.org. All the links are there to pick up either the download or to actually, you're amazing about how many people really want their CDs in their hands.
Yeah, I'm one of them, yes.
They really want those CDs. So mm-hmm. you can order the CD there, and we'll be able to make sure that it's shipped out to you. Of course, if you're in the town, if you're looking on our website and you see that on our calendar that we're meeting somewhere, we're at a service, or that we're actually at a rehearsal on a particular day, just check that website, atlantagmwa.org, and you can just come and meet us there.
Amen.
Be glad to help you there.
Amen. I appreciate you. The one and only brother Ralph Davis, and he is one of the assistant, what's your title again? Chapter reps?
Assistant chapter representative.
Yes. That's right. Of the Atlanta chapter of the GMWA Mass Choir. Remember, the Atlanta chapter, y'all. So, yes. My brother, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the show. Much continued success to you all, and you have nothing but our love and support from all of us here at Real Gospel.
Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Austin. We appreciate your opportunity to let us speak with you about our gear. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.